All right, go through the injury report. Danny Trevathan, lower leg, did not participate for the second day in a row. Ben Garland, ankle, did not participate. Everybody else, other than we had an excused absence, but Kayvon Webster was full ankle. Chris Harris, full knee. Terrence Knighton, full knee. Emmanuel Sanders, full thigh. Isaiah Burse was full heat. And Luis Vasquez was full back. Malik Jackson was not at practice today. He's excused for personal reasons, did not participate. Any questions?
Coach, even though he's injured, how remarkable was Ben Garland's getting on the roster this year?
Well, I mean, I think anything Ben does not surprise you. The young man's trained by the best there is in the business and in our military. And, you know, he's very smart, very tough. And, you know, he made a position change from defensive player to offensive guard. And, you know, I think, you know, Ben kind of got what he deserved. He worked very hard to get there. Well, I think, you know, a lot of people in our building have talked about on paper, you know, we feel way more comfortable going into this game than we did a year ago. I think, you know, we had lost Clady, and then on top of that, Orlando Franklin didn't play. So Chris Cooper came in, and then we moved Luis Vasquez to tackle. So, you know, I think, you know, that's kind of what it was. And, you know, we've got a different group this year, and that's why we played the game. You know, again, he was a guy we did coming out. You know, I think he's a second-year player that, you know, was very productive in college. And, you know, I think he had some injury issues a little bit last year. But, you know, he's got a great motor. He's got a good skill set. And he's a good young player.
How interested are you to see the tackles up front on defense go against some inexperience at guard and possibly center?
You know, again, you know, we're all pros. You know, everybody gets paid in practices. So, you know, that's why you play the game. You know, I'm excited to watch us. This is the first game of the 2014 season. And really every matchup across the field, you know, as a coach, you're excited to see and anxious to see because it's the first regular season game.
What progress have you seen, Foxy, from Sly Williams this year?
You know, again, just, you know, a year better. You know, I think, you know, guys, you know, the old adage, the more you do it, the better you get. And, you know, in his case, I think it's that. It's a comfort level. You know, he's more comfortable with his coaches. He's more comfortable with our system. He's more comfortable with his teammates. And, you know, he's improved for that. He has natural ability. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't draft him as high as we did. So, you know, I just see just, you know, growth.
He told me he's dropped a little bit of weight since last year over the offseason. Do you look like he's moving around better out there and kind of at a more comfortable weight for him?
Well, I think, you know, again, people, you know, fail to realize that, you know, this game is different. I mean, this is really two seasons. So comparing it to track, it'd be like training for a mile, and all of a sudden you run the 2 mile. It takes a while to train and get an NFL body, you know, to handle the wears of, you know, a whole NFL season. And, you know, we played the maximum number of games you can play in a season a year ago. So, you know, I think Luke Richardson and his staff do a tremendous job of, you know, training these guys for that. And so, you know, there's no question he's had a change physically as well.
Can you share bond of sorts with that both had, you know, absences for medical reasons? Didn't you reach out to him last year when you were going?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, you know, to make a change. You know, when the head coach is gone. So I think there's certain things. Typically, you name an assistant. I think Arians, you know, did it for them. And, you know, of course, Jack Del Rio did it for us. So just to get thoughts and ideas of how to handle it, you know, much like you do. Anytime you embark on something new, you try to do research. And, yes, we did.
How integral will it be to establish the run game on Sunday and keep the ball out of Luck's hands?
You know, yeah, I think that's, you know, it's on everybody's must board. You know, I'm sure it's on theirs too. Obviously, it's hard for the opponent to score when, you know, they don't have the ball and vice versa. So it's, you know, it's all critical. You know, just possessing the ball is obviously, you know, a key element to a game.
What did Burse show you in those last couple games as a punt returner if it makes you feel a little more comfortable with him in this kind of stage?
Well, yeah, I mean, he was 100% ball security. That helps.
Right.
you know, I just saw, you know, the guy, you know, got the opportunity, and, you know, we talk about that in this league quite a bit. You know, everybody starts off as a nobody, and, you know, I think, you know, he performed, and that's why he's on our team. So whether it's as a receiver or as a return man, I think he did a good job.
Thank you.